Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Facebook has announced changes to its privacy policy. Japan's online users are becoming more reliant on digital sources of information and Nordic e-commerce saw high levels of growth in 2016. Facebook has introduced a new privacy policy which bans developers from using its data for surveillance purposes. The new rule will apply to Facebook itself as well as Instagram, which Facebook owns. The move comes after a campaign by civil rights groups which called for changes to prevent spying by law enforcement agencies. Facebook said that from the 14th of March, developers could no longer use data obtained from Facebook or Instagram to create tools that are used for surveillance. Malkia Cyril, executive director for the Center of Media Justice, who led the campaign for change, said that it was vital that companies like Facebook take a stand to be human rights champions, otherwise they would be used to violate human rights. Japanese internet users are becoming more and more reliant on digital sources for news and information. According to a study from Edelman, the country's confidence in social media and search engine results is growing at a high rate. At the same time, it was also found that Japanese people's trust in more traditional media sources, such as news publications, was falling, with nearly 10% less people trusting them now compared to 2012. However, there are low levels of trust online. A study from 2015 showed that only 31% of Japanese internet users trusted that their online activities were not being observed. The Nordic region's e-commerce market was worth a total of 21.9 billion euros in 2016, with Sweden taking the largest share. According to the 2016 edition of PostNord's e-commerce report, more than 60% of the region's total population shopped online last year, with Norwegians spending the most per person on average. Respondents in the survey were also questioned on the main reasons they shopped online. The most common answer in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark was that it enabled consumers to shop when it suited them best. However, in Finland, the top reasons for shopping online was that it was cheaper and that it offered a larger and better range of products. It also found that shoppers in the Nordics are fairly reliant on cross-border shopping, with 25% of consumers in the region shopping from foreign e-commerce sites, spending a total of 5.4 billion euros abroad. The most popular foreign country to buy from was the UK, followed by China, Germany, and the US. According to an eMarketer forecast, the US digital ad spend is expected to increase by 16% in 2017, with Google and Facebook expected to claim the lion's share. However, Snapchat stands out as the platform that will see the biggest increase in ad spend, with the social network's ad revenue due to rocket by 157%. Snapchat recently published an IPO and is expected to see huge levels of growth across the board in 2017. It's expecting its share of the US mobile ad market to grow strongly. It's forecasted to see its 1.3% share in 2017 grow to nearly 3% in the next 2 years. And finally, Google has teamed up with the fashion company Levi's to create a piece of smart clothing. Expected to go on sale for around $350, the denim jacket, named the Jacquard, will be able to link to a smartphone via Bluetooth. Smart fibers will be woven into the jacket, allowing users to use the cuff as a touch-sensitive control pad. It's expected to be on sale to the public towards the end of 2017 and will be able to play music on Spotify. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.